Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Kitchen Garden Magazine podcast, your fortnightly fix of gardening features, advice and chat. Subscribe and follow us now to never miss an episode.
It just has to be herbs. When it comes to the plants which take the least space in the garden but create the strongest flavours, herbs are it, says Rob Smith. No matter if you have a window box or several allotments, it's worth growing a few herbs to help transform your meals from good to great with sweet, spicy, earthy, tart and umami flavours, all provided by easy-to-grow plants. The problem is, once you've grown these great flavours, you want them at your fingertips all year round. So why not preserve them and keep yourself in homegrown herbs? First, though, I want to talk about some of my favourite herbs, but the problem is there are so many, so I'll give you a whistle-stop tour of what I grow in the kitchen garden and use in the kitchen at home. Mint. Mint, Mentha spicata. This is what we would call garden mint or spearmint. It's the best variety for mint sauce and to add to freshly boiled new potatoes or peas. Easy to grow, verging on the point of being a pest, it's best to grow in pots so it doesn't spread. I put these around my brassicas to deter pests with its strong minty fragrance, and it's perfect to dry and store to make your own refreshing mint tea. Rosemary. Rosemary, Salvia rosmarinus, is a fantastic evergreen plant, perfect to use with roasted meats or roast veggies. Did you know you can get blue and pink flowered varieties, plus creeping ones, which will trail over the side of a pot or wall, making them both decorative and delicious? There is a variety called barbecue, which has very straight stems, perfect to strip the leaves from and use as flavour-enhancing skewers, or even a funky stirrer for a Bloody Mary. Basil. Basil, Osseum basilicum, is probably the most popular herb in the UK. Sold in every supermarket, this fragrant and slightly spicy herb has a totally different flavour when grown at home, especially if you plant it under your tomato plants in the greenhouse. Not only do you get lots of lush green or purple anise-flavoured leaves to use fresh or in salads, but the plants also help protect tomatoes from greenfly. I grow Genovese basil, the typical variety with big green leaves, perfect for making pesto. More on that later. I also grow the tiny-leaved Greek basil, which grows like a small box ball and can even be grown in tin cans. Mountain pepper. Mountain pepper, Tasmania lanceolata, is one you may not have heard of, but I love this brilliant evergreen shrub and have two in the garden. It has leaves similar to bay, but on a more shaggy plant. In colonial days, the leaves were dried and crushed, then used like pepper as they have a kick to them. However, I like to add a couple of leaves to a soup or casserole to add a depth of flavour and a little heat. Just don't chew on the leaves or you'll have a numb mouth. Bay. Bay, Laurus nobilis, is one of those herbs that's seen dried more than fresh, perfect to add to gravy, stews, soups and to flavour the sauce of cauliflower cheese. This evergreen plant can become huge in the garden, so is best grown in pots. With its sweet, almost earthy fragrance, bay is also perfect to add to pickled onions. Even the ornamental standards are edible, so get picking. Lemon balm. Lemon balm, Melissa officinalis, has a leaf that almost looks like a stinging nettle. You could be forgiven for thinking this plant wouldn't be that tasty, yet the strong lemon fragrance is gorgeous when crushed. Leaves can be used fresh or dried to make a refreshing tea, or left to cool for a delicious summer drink. If lemon isn't your thing, there's a new variety called Mandarina, which has a more orange flavour to it. Southern Wood Cola. Southern Wood Cola, Artemisia abrutanum, has ferny leaves which smell of cola when crushed. Great to add to summer drinks, but is equally as good placed under a joint of meat when roasting. It's a bit like when you boil gammon in cola before roasting. Hyssop. Hyssop, Hyssopus officinalis, is an evergreen, earthy-flavoured herb, almost like rosemary, and can be used in the same way. Just bear in mind it has a stronger flavour, so you won't need much. I grow them as small as hedges in the raised beds, with both blue and pink flowered varieties attracting lots of bees. Preserving herbs. When it comes to preserving and storing herbs, there are lots of methods to choose from, so just choose the most useful to you. Drying. Drying is probably one of the easiest and most used ways to store herbs. You can simply hang bunches of herbs up in a well-ventilated dark room for 2 to 4 weeks before storing them in an airtight container. Alternatively, if you want to dry them quicker, you can use a dehydrator or place them in an oven at 180 degrees Celsius with the door slightly ajar for 2 to 4 hours. You can even use the microwave by placing 4 to 5 sprigs between kitchen paper and microwaving on high for 2 to 3 minutes. Keep an eye on them and make sure they aren't wet before you microwave. You're wanting the herbs to be dry and brittle. Then you know they will store well. Freezing. Freezing chopped herbs in ice cubes of wine is a great way to use them up and a perfect way to add flavour to your cooking. Simply drop a cube or two into sauce or soup or defrost and use it to cook a piece of salmon in. This works well for tarragon and parsley. Freezing whole leaves is a good way to use up leafy herbs like basil, mint, coriander and parsley. Wash and dry the leaves, then place them on a tray as a single layer and freeze. Once the herbs are frozen, you can box or bag them up in the freezer or crunch them into frozen powder, which takes less space. You can use these as you would fresh herbs. Freezing like this means the leaves don't all stick together in a clump. Pesto. Pesto is the best way to use any soft-leaved herb, in my opinion, especially basil. That's why I grow so much. There are lots of recipes available, but I like to use basil, cashews, cheaper than pine nuts, hard cheese, garlic, salt and oil. I then freeze the mix in cubes, which allows me to defrost as much as needed in one go. When storing pesto in a jar, make sure to add a layer of oil to cover the contents each time you use it, or it turns brown. Herb butter. Preserving as condiments is also another great way to store herbs. I like to make big batches of herb-flavoured butters and freeze them for later use. This works well for softer herbs, which can then be used to put on top of steak or some roasted veg. In fact, you can even add mixed herbs and garlic to the butter and you have a flavour explosion waiting to cook with. Just add a dash of oil to the pan first so the butter doesn't burn. Infused vinegars. You can also make herb-infused vinegars by placing sprigs of woody herbs like rosemary into a bottle of your favourite vinegar. I like to use raw apple cider vinegar, then I use the herby concoction in my salads or add a dash to chutneys or pickles when I'm making them. Herb stocks. Garden stock paste is a good way to use up any spare herbs or veggies. Simply blitz some onions, celery, green peppers, garlic and any herbs you like into a paste. Then add fine sea salt until the entire mix becomes grainy and you have your own bouillon mix. All you then need to do is add a teaspoonful to a pint of boiling water for a homemade veggie stock. You can really experiment with what herbs you have, as both soft and woody ones work as long as you don't use the stems. But avoid adding beans and brassicas as they don't really work when used like this. I freeze the stock in small batches and always have one at hand in the fridge. Top tip. To keep them fresh for longer, place herbs in a jam jar which is half full of water, then place in the door of the fridge. This should keep them perky and fresh for 7 to 10 days if you change the water every other day.